The Wild West has been ruling the box office lately, with movies like mountain man epic The Revenant and Quentin Tarantino's Western mystery The Hateful Eight drawing crowds and awards buzz. While the scenery in those films looks a lot like what many Wyomingites can see from their backyards or through their windshields every day, neither movie was made in the cowboy state. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank has more on why that is.
Quentin Tarantino's latest film, The Hateful Eight, takes place in Wyoming after the Civil War.
So why don't you explain to me what an African bounty hunter's doing wandering around in the snow in the middle of Wyoming?
But the movie wasn't shot here. Tarantino's production team did consider filming in Wyoming, though. Rick Young is the director of the Fort Casper Museum, which includes an 1860s-era fort.
They had given us a call about the possibility of using the fort as a backdrop. They did take a look at our site and determined that it wasn't going to be what they were going to be able to use.
A handful of big productions have filmed in the cowboy state. Young's museum detailed that history with a recent Hollywood in Wyoming exhibit.
There's certainly been the traditional westerns that you think of, like John Wayne's The Hellfighters, Spencer's Mountain, or Shane. But over at Hell's Half Acre, we had Starship Troopers, you know, a sci-fi film.
Welcome to the Roughnecks.
Ratchets, Roughnecks!
Close Encounters of the Third Kind uses Devil's Tower. So it's been an interesting, diverse variety of films that have been filmed here.
And the most recent big one was Tarantino's last film, Django Unchained.
What's your name?
Django.
Then you're exactly the one I'm looking for.
His team shot the snow scenes in Jackson, but when Tarantino set his next film in Wyoming winter, he looked elsewhere.
The story goes that Tarantino saw the images of this ranch down in Colorado and he fell in love, and it was perfect and it was great. It was better than what he could find as an alternative in Wyoming.
Colin Strickland is the film production senior coordinator at the Wyoming Film Office.
The other piece is that Colorado has slightly deeper pockets than we do. I believe they offered up $5 million towards the production budget of this thing.
In recent years, most states have launched incentive programs to get production companies to spend money within their borders. Wyoming threw its hat into the ring in 2007 with a 15% cash rebate for productions that shoot here. That's compared to Colorado's 20%. Other states range anywhere from 5 to 50% in rebates or tax incentives.
Wyoming has enough of an incentive, a very smart economical incentive, that makes us good enough to compete.
Strickland says to qualify, productions must spend more than $200,000 in the state and hire local film crews. That can be a challenge, as Wyoming's film crew base is small and spread out.
There's a chicken and an egg thing going on. You have to have crew before you can have industry, but you have to have industry to have crew. So that is the struggle here at the office, one of them anyway, trying to figure out how to address that balance.
One way is to train new film professionals. So Strickland's office helped Central Wyoming College launch a film production program a few years back. Today, Rachel Hofer is sitting in directing class, analyzing the camera angles and sound design in a hyped-up car chase scene.
As far as like state-of-the-art equipment, we get to pretty much have it hands-on the first day that we're in class. I definitely think we're top-notch, especially for community college.
The 22-year-old lifelong Wyomingite says she's learned a lot of skills she could put to use on a film set. But Hofer says she'll have to leave the state to give it a go.
As far as film goes, there isn't really anything here for me, which I wish that there was, because right now I would love that. But unfortunately, we have to kind of venture off into different places, like where I'm going, Montana, or you have to move straight to LA.
Even if Wyoming will never be Hollywood, legislators like Jackson Republican Ruth Ann Petroff say it's worthwhile for the state to stay in the incentives game.
We spent less than $2.5 million in the decade that it's been in place. The program has generated, we know, at least $10.5 million in the expenses that were available to be compensated. So we certainly know it had that benefit.
And aside from the money productions spend in the state, Petroff says broadcasting Wyoming's landscapes on screens big and small draws more visitors here.
Tourism's the second biggest industry in the state and has increased 85% in the last 10 years, and we think that the film industry financial incentive program has certainly contributed to that.
The program is scheduled to sunset this summer. Lawmakers will have to take action during this legislative session to keep it going. With a budget crunch in Cheyenne, the future of Wyoming's film incentives is uncertain. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.